good afternoon. I'm very happy that I can come here and give this presentation. My topic is impacts of climate change on rice and wheat production in China. It is a simulation study. I come from Nanjing Agricultural University. Our lab is a National Engineering and Technology Center for Information Agriculture. It is a national center. We are engaged in crop modeling for 20 years, more than 20 years. We developed two crop models for wheat and rice. So this is my content. First is show the study on the climate change in China for wheat and rice, and second, introduce our model. The third is how to prediction of regional productivity in China, and the fourth is we introduce our ongoing research activities. So this is the climate change in rice and wheat production area of China. The figure shows the rice, and shows the sunshine duration, sunshine and precipitation. These three climatic factors are very important for crop growth, and it is used in the crop models. So we analyze these two factors. So this is distributed in the 1960s and 2000. It is from 2000 to 2010. So we find the change percentage that is the sunshine duration decreased and sometime increased, and precipitation valued in different areas. So this is for the rice, for wheat production area. So this is three factors is some similar like rice, and sunshine duration decreased and sometime increased. We also studied the heat stress, the special distribution of heat stress in China, in wheat and rice, main production province. So this is rice in South China, in the main production province. So we studied the heat stress used these three index. The first is the accumulated heat stress days with the maximum temperature above 35 degrees, and the heat stress intensity defined as the average maximum temperature for heat stress days after heating, and heat degree days. It is accumulated temperature higher than 35. So we find that the heat stress mostly showed in the southeast China. And we also established the relationship between the heat stress index and yield. We find that the heat stress decreased rice yield from 9% to 19%. It is both on the single rice and earlier rice. This is we studied posting heating, heat stress and yield impact in winter wheat of China. This is a special distribution of heat stress index. It is averaged over the last 50 years. We also use the three heat stress index. We find the south, the north of the main production province suffered more heat stress. So we also divided the relationships between the heat stress index and the yield. This is a linearly decreased. So heat stress and average temperature from the heating to maturity contributed to about 29% of variation in wheat grain yield. So the second is I want to introduce the crop growth model. We know that we should predict growth process, yield formation, and water and nitrogen dynamics. So it is influenced by the weather factors and cultivar types, soil conditions, and culture practice. So this is a conceptual model of a crop soil system. We find that crop growth is influenced by the sun, by the radiation and the temperature, also influenced the cycle of the water and the nitrogen, the different processes of the soil water and nitrogen dynamics. So we have our model have six sub-models. Some models including the phylogeny and photosynthesis and biomass accumulation and partitioning and organ establishment and grain yield and quality formation and the dynamics of soil water balance and nutrition dynamics. So this is a diagram of the model. So the model is driven by weather, soil variety and management data. So it can predict physical stages and phylogeny, and also calculate the photosynthesis and respiration. We can obtain the biomass. So and partitioning to the different organs. So we obtain the biomass of different organs, and over time we can calculate the grain yield and the quality according to the particle biomass. So these processes are all influenced by the water and the nutrition dynamics. So the soil water balance we simulate the soil water balance. There are several processes like soil evaporation, transpiration, and irrigation, precipitation, and drainage. Like these processes. And nitrogen dynamics, we simulate the including the irrigation and nitrogen losses by plants, rainfall, and fertilization. And these kind of different soil processes. So after we developed these models, we do many validations. This is for the leaf area index and shoot weight, and this is yield and protein content, green protein content, and we also simulate the plant nitrogen contents and the soil water dynamics. So our model can predict these lists like phylogeny, leaf area, leaf age, biomass, organ biomass, and tuner number, nitrogen accumulation yield, and green nitrogen and starch content. And the soil also we can calculate the soil and the nitrogen content in different soil layers. So we based on the model, the equations, we developed a model-based decision support system. But it is in Chinese. This is input interface, input the size and the yield. We can obtain the soil and the weather data and the management and the variety. And we can get the output like the leaf area and the biomass and the organ biomass, soil dynamics, soil nitrogen and the water dynamics. So this is the function of the decision support system, different like the data management, parameter estimation, and the weather generator, simulation, and cultural evaluation, and including the other functions. So we based on the model, we do the regional prediction of crop yield. Crop yield, we know that the four data set to upscale, how to upscale to the regional model. So we had the weather data and the soil data and the cultivar and the management to use the GIS to interpolation to as a basic simulation unit. This is a grid. And then to use a closed model to predict special productivity. So for rice, we studied the region is the southern China. The southern China is many plant rice, plant rice, and we developed the southern rice into three main plant production area. Now and then we have sub-region and a sub-region, and different region had a different plant system and soil data. So we have the results. We have the potential productivity and water limited productivity. The results find that at near the Yangtze River, this area is the yield is very high. And we also have the nitrogen limited productivity and yield increased potential according to the potential yield. We also have to do some scenarios on the climate change. Do the climate change scenarios simulation on the regional rice productivity. We have the different climate change scenarios, and we find that different subregions this is the glow days. We find that in the future climate. Future climate change scenarios find that it should the growth duration decrease, and the yield is also decreased. We didn't take into account of CO2, and this is taken into account of CO2. Find some area increased the yield, and this is the special dissipations of rice yield and the changes. And for wheat, we studied the main production area in China. Wheat, we used hundreds of weather stations and the soil data and ferro data different here. We presented here and then used different scenarios, future climate change scenarios. And So the results showed that the foreign data shows an advanced trend from the north to south and from east to west in my production regions in 2000s. And there was an advance in flowering data in future climate compared to 2000s due to the gradually increasing temperature in the future. And the flowering days were decreased several days. And the potential is increased from north to south and due to the lower radiation and shorter glowing season caused by high temperature in the south, caused by high temperature in the south. And yield irrigated weight will increase in the almost regions of the country, including the cell loss that have been predicted under rainfall conditions. How to adaptation to the climate changes? I just put three measures to adapt to the climate changes. The first is soil data. We simulated the optimum soil data in different years, in different size. We find that some size has different change patterns. So we should adjustment of soil data according to the different size. And also we should adjustment of a cropping system, because due to climate change, some area can plant new crops, and some areas can't plant new crops, plant existing crops. So, and another, we should plant breeding new crop varieties. So some heat resistance or cold drought water logging resistance crop variety. Ongoing research, we want to quantify the impacts of climate change and the extreme climate conditions on yield and quality formation. So we are doing the experiments in the greenhouses. We are doing the different varieties and temperature levels and the durations to quantify the impacts of the short term high temperature effects. And the second that we are doing the evaluating the optimal strategy for high yield and stable quality and high efficiency crop production. And we do different to design the different cultivar in the different yields and different soil and different manager strategies. We want to integration of a growth model and remote sensing. We know that remote sensing could predict or the monitor crop growth index. It is based on the large area and real time, but crop models are based on the points and future prediction. So we are doing the integrations between these two technologies. Okay, thank you.
Well, amazing research. That's